from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One of those things. Cups.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
What's
you?
What's happening, man? It's all good. Andy Bunker, 3 hours to the weekend as we are getting ready for school to start back on Monday.
Sure.
My daughter started. Kai started today, senior. Send me the pictures, first day, senior in high school, man. Baby girl, man.
Yeah,
the apple of my eye.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Oh, man. I was fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I was fine. Yeah. Okay. There weren't no tears in that.
I was shockingly fine yesterday.
Yeah, I was fine, man. You know, it's just one of those things. She sends me the picture. Hey, daddy.
We're getting tougher, Randy.
Oh, yeah, dog. Yeah. Our baby girls won't break us down like they used to. You know, I'm just proud of her and everything like that. Yeah, but yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. So we hot
so
this
hot.
Weekend. So make sure you guys stay hydrated and all that other good stuff, man.
I don't know where we're going. I just know we're going somewhere.
Y'all going somewhere? What?
Yeah.
How don't you know where you're going?
Yeah. Hasn't been chosen yet.
So y'all are waiting to decide. No, hold on.
She's deciding on that one. Yeah. So I don't know. This is like she wants to do something.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't made a decision yet.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at different stuff last night, and every time she would show me it, I would say that's pretty expensive for two nights after we just went to Chicago last weekend and spent way too much money.
Right.
But again, I understand it is what it is. You got to have fun, YOLO, whatever.
Y'all go to Waynesville.
That would be perfect.
Y'all go to Waynesville.
Because you know what Waynesville is?
Free. Yeah.
And about 15 degrees cooler than here at all times. The only downside of that is in-laws. Going on a cruise, so they're not going to be there.
Okay.
So, but is that a downside? Like that would be okay too. I don't know.
Yeah, I got an in-laws house.
The last text that I got from her is, "When I get off, I'm going to make some erratic decisions and pack."
Oh,
okay,
nice.
Great. Nice.
That sounds dope. Hey, if y'all come to Nashville, that's where we'll be.
I know. That's what I said. I said Randy and then we're going to Nashville.
Yeah, we'll be in Nashville. So. The family left this morning. They head up there. I'm leaving after work, and I'm going to ride this luxury bus that they have.
I can't wait to hear about this.
It's luxury bus. It has it's not a flight attendant, but a bus attendant, and they give you snacks and liquor and all that. So that's how I'm riding. And I'm super duper excited. I'm super sleepy too. So I'm probably, but this is one of them things where I always tell people, like when people fly first class first time, mm-hmm. whatever, you don't go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like when we flew overseas one time and we're in first class, you know, they had the big booth looking things. You lay back and turn into a damn near. No, I want to be awake for all this.
Yeah, it's all free.
It's all free.
It's all paid for.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping through the liquor.
It's unlimited
man,
drinks.
There's no way I'm going to sleep on this plane.
Yeah, no.
So I'm a very mannerable person.
Oh, of course. You're going to be on your best behavior. Yeah, but man. Still, no, I can't wait because if it works out good, like if that's a cool option. Yeah. That's an endorsement.
Like $100.
Yeah. Randy McMichael here for luxury bus rides.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's going to be pretty cool, though.
That would be great.
Yeah. I ain't run no bus in a long time, Andy.
I endorsed the subway system in Portland.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you get free chips? Tokens?
A little bit of money and a bus pass, basically. I also endorsed the library system
in
Portland.
Last time I rode a bus, Andy, I remember when my mother stayed in Virginia, and I never forgot, I was taking the Greyhound from Fort Valley to Virginia and fell asleep and missed the connector somewhere in hell in Tennessee and missed the connector. And I went around the bus ever since then.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I would love a MARTA endorsement.
Really? Who
I'd
wouldn't?
Do it. Yeah. I'll whatever you want me to say.
See if you
whatever
get,
you need.
See if you can get, well, you know, a MARTA station out there by you.
I would love to get a MARTA station. I don't know how I have that kind of power. I just want some Andy and Randy, like, ads inside of MARTAs.
Oh, that's, you know? You want to be on a billboard, don't you?
Not really. I don't want to be on a billboard. Okay. I want to be on, like, the small bus stop poster board.
Oh, you want to be on a bus stop.
Yeah.
On a bus stop bench.
Yeah, billboards are for people that are driving on the freeway.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's nothing wrong. We're probably
the common man.
There's people driving on the freeway right now listening to us. Keep safe. You know what I mean? Check your blind spot, all that stuff. But I want to be on the bus stop or on the side of a bus.
Yeah.
I've always thought that would be kind of cool to be on the side of a bus.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I've always felt like.
Hey, Mike, Mike, I know you're listening. Can we work? Get to working on that?
Yeah, just a small cost.
Like, it's going to be free. I mean, we can just get the magnet things on there and just splatter on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, get the magnet picture of us.
Yep.
Put it on the side of a damn bus.
No.
How about I go do that?
Let's do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Like, our own advertising budget.
Yeah, let's just go do it.
Just start seeing Andy and Randy stuff all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, how much are these people going to really pay attention? They get in the bus and they drive. They're not going to see what's on the side.
Right. No, they're not going to see it.
Yeah,
no, exactly. No, I think you're right. I think we have a guerrilla marketing campaign
there.
It's a very good idea. All right. Well, Mike Conte will join us in about half an hour from right now. Talk a little Atlanta United with him. It was a big week. Obviously, Garth Lagerwey was on the show earlier this week. They make a big signing, and they've got a match coming up. So we'll talk to Mike
Fenton
about that. The Braves with another nice performance last night.
Don't look now.
The Jorge Soler effect is real. They're 3-0 since they made the trade. Now, he didn't get any hits last night, but that's all right. But Charlie Morton was good.
Way to go, Charlie.
Couple more homers. They've had 7 home runs in the last 2 games.
Right.
6 of them have been solo,
which
is wild.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, they're going to start getting some guys on base and really driving in runs.
Yeah.
But a good performance from Charlie and right on time. Right on time. The man inherits a runner and lets him score.
I find your lack of faith.
I don't know what he's talking about. All I know is that Arcia crushed that damn ball.
Yeah.
Have you watched Arcia swing on that home run?
He did.
The violence.
Yep.
The dude was like in short center. And he just, I mean, Arcia got all of that.
Arcia's been hitting a little bit better over the last couple weeks, too, which is good to see.
Obviously, Matt Olson, great to see him yard again. Austin Riley, like you said. Iglesias was really good.
Clean
inning. Yep, everything was
– Minter was good.
Minter was good. Everything was almost perfect.
Almost
perfect.
But also, isn't it perfect, that it went that way?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is what it is.
Let me just say something, okay? He is not my boy. All right, so will you please –
No, he's your boy.
Okay,
that's his Twitter handle.
People tell me, hey, Randy, your boy, okay? He ain't my friend. I don't know this cat, all right? Now, whoever tells me, they say he's a cool cat, Randy. You might want to have a beer with him. That's fine. That's fine. I don't judge nobody about your personal, what you do. I'm talking about what you do when you what you get paid to do.
Your job.
Your job.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But stop telling me, hey, Randy, your boy, he's not my boy. All right?
So I'm just saying.
All right? If you keep saying your boy, I'm going to start replying back, shut up, lame.
Okay.
He's not my boy.
Fair. That'd be a good response. That'd be a good response. I just feel like if we're really throwing it back to 2021 – this is it.
No, it's not.
Soler's in the lineup.
Yes.
They're hitting home runs. They're getting hot when the season matters. And Luke Jackson is making people uncomfortable. That's the recipe. That's the recipe for it. And if him making you a little bit uncomfortable,
you don't make me uncomfortable.
Every time he comes
out. I turn the TV. I didn't turn the TV.
If Luke Jackson making my father-in-law's heart monitor spike is the price we have to pay for this team playing better baseball, I will gladly pay that price.
Hit the remote control. Nico already knew. All right, Puppy.
Change the channel.
Puppy already knew.
Dad.
He hit it. So I didn't even see what happened. All right. I was just curious. Like, oh, damn. What happened to another? How'd they get the other run? That's all I said.
Who could know?
Yeah, who could know?
Who could know? Didn't anything matter. Could have possibly happened. I'm just saying, if we're trying to get all the ingredients back into the back into the pot, him making people's heart rate spike is a part of that recipe, my friend. It's a part of that recipe. Simone Biles did it again yesterday. She is now the single greatest Olympic gymnast of all time. And the best part about watching people like that, that are so elite and so much better than everyone else, is when she impresses herself. Mm-hmm. Like, she was doing some stuff yesterday on that floor routine.
Dude, she gets so damn high.
Yeah, like, her head's 12 feet in the air, and then she'll land it and just kind of smirk like, dang, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, even she had to admit that what she did was pretty good.
Oh, because the young Brazilian girl was coming, boy. Yep. She had an outstanding performance and everything like that. But, yeah, just watching the air she gets on them, it's just unreal.
Do you think she can dunk?
Oh, you asked her that the other day. No.
You don't think so?
No, because it springs in that mat.
That's true.
She's very powerful and everything.
And a lot of the lead into the jump is like you got to do like a backhand spring into it.
But
maybe, though.
I don't know.
It's possible.
I don't know.
I hope she can.
I mean, Andy, she's 5 feet.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
She's 4'8".
She's not. Oh, no. I thought she was at least 5 feet.
No.
Oh, she's 4'8"? Oh.
I believe.
Oh.
Let me not besmirch the name, but I think.
She was outstanding yesterday, man. And I thought that was the key to it was her basically saying nobody's ever been as close to her before. And so,
yeah, she's 4'8".
Oh, really? Okay. She's but she was out there looking just like wrapped it up. Like, No worries, no, just, I got this. We know that I'm going to win. Y'all know that I'm going to win. And I'm going to go out here and put together this performance, which she did. And she was just outstanding.
Yeah, cool to see Suni Lee get the bronze medal as well. So the last three individuals have been American gold medals. Biles did it 8 years ago. Suni Lee did it 4 years ago. Biles did it again yesterday. Katie Ledecky got her 13th medal, so she's now the most decorated swimmer in Olympic history as well, which is women's swimmer in Olympic history, which is fantastic. And the men's soccer team's not advancing.
They got beat down.
All the stuff you would expect to happen happened, pretty much.
Man. Yeah, they're done and everything like that. And obviously, we have the Brazilian beach team on.
Yeah, the Brazilian beach volleyball team. So we're a little distracted.
Way to go, ladies.
You know what?
Good job.
It's just good, solid volleyball.
Yeah. Good job. I mean, that's what I'm distracted about. They're playing great
athleticism.
Great volleyball and all that other stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations to Miss Simone Biles. I mean, obviously, I think this is her last one.
I know. I was thinking that last night. I was like, probably.
Probably her last run.
She got nothing to prove.
Nothing at all.
But if she wants to, do whatever you want, I guess.
Why not? I mean,
they got LeBron playing in the Olympics. He's 50.
Why can't you play?
So I guess Simone could do it too. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
We're already getting offers for the Magnus, dog.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's take it to the streets, Randy.
They ain't cheap.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, they say they are cheap. No, they aren't cheap.
They aren't cheap.
Nah.
Okay. Well, we'll think about it.
Yeah,
we'll think about it. We'll figure it out. We'll come back, tell you what's trending, including what Brian Snitker is talking about here.
You know, I'm going to nuzzle up to him every day to see how his legs are.
That's weird. All right, we'll come back and see what that was about next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
You know, in an opposition lineup, you know, they look at that with him at the top, and then you look at, you know, how that, what that looks like. And I thought he's done really good in the outfield. You know, I'm going to nuzzle up to him every day to see how his legs are, and we'll try and get him out of the game when we can. It's kind of like spring training a little bit to get his body back in game shape to play the outfield every day. And so, you know, we got the off day we can work with kind of creatively the next few days. And I think it's been good the last 2 days that he's only played seven innings, which is, you know, that I think that's really big. And so, you know, we're just going to try and get him back in outfield shape.
No one can tell me that Snit doesn't listen to this show.
What's
because
that?
You made fun of me like 2 weeks ago for saying the word nuzzle.
I did.
And now here we have Snit saying nuzzle in a clip after the game.
I don't want Brian Snicker or you nuzzling up to me.
Well, I won't nuzzle up to you.
Okay, then.
You got to nuzzle up to a willing participant.
There's no...
If I'm nuzzling you, that's a good way to get elbowed in the eye.
Yes. And you don't think... So Lair don't seem like he don't want Snick.
I don't know what their relationship is.
So you didn't tell me. Okay, hold on. You've seen Solera.
I have.
Okay. What makes you think, say, he's like standing at the top of the dugout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, where did it go up to go to bat? Lead off the game.
Yeah.
And Snit comes behind him and gives him a hug from the back.
I don't know.
Is that technically nuzzling?
It's sort of. Like, nuzzling is more just kind of like, and I demonstrated it before, I'll do it again. Here's kind of like this.
You got to be over here by the joke.
Like, say this is Solaire. This water bottle is Jorge Solaire.
Right.
I'm Brian Snit.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
See, there's no
give
way
one of those.
In hell. All
give right. One of those.
So you know what would happen? Because, Brian Snicker, Solaire, he's right there.
Yeah.
You know where Snit always is in the dugout when they come down?
Yeah,
to get
yeah. He's always right there.
Snick will have a broken hip.
I don't know, man.
So
like,
you don't have to nuzzle with your
Solaire
face, though.
That's true. I'm a face
what
nuzzler.
What the hell do you nuzzle
well,
with?
His shoulders. Solaire's sitting on the bench. Sits, yeah. Snit sits next down next to him. Nuzzles him with his shoulder.
Yeah. Hey, kind of like an elbow-shoulder nuzzle.
How those legs feeling?
I don't know, man. Yeah. Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies are in the dugout, like, doing all kinds of
nuzzlers.
Nuzzling. Yeah. You know?
Maybe it's just Solaire's the word. I think it's the word.
Latin?
I think
maybe
it's
he likes to nuzzle, too.
He's Latin.
I don't know. throwing
I just don't think that
stereotypes out there now.
I just think that is a very, very not... That's like something you should do with your child or your wife.
For sure.
Not your damn player.
Your dog. Yeah.
Give me that.
What he's talking about is I'll come down and sit next to you, Randy, and kind of give you a little elbow, a little nudge,
and then just
a little
say
nuzzle,
that.
Nuzzle. Hey, Randy, how that. Your legs feeling?
Just say that.
Would you rather be...
You ain't got to be all cute with me.
Would you rather be nuzzled or snuggled? Not by me. Not obviously neither by me.
What about by Snit?
By Brian Snicker.
I don't do those words.
Which one would you rather have happen?
I wouldn't mind if Snit came and nuzzled up.
What's the softest word you do?
I don't.
Because obviously nuzzle and snuggle are very soft. I remember we talked about toothpaste a couple weeks ago, and you said you can't use your wife's Sensodyne. I was like, of course not. It has sensitive in it.
Yeah.
You could never use Sensodyne. It didn't hit me at the time. I was like, that's why Randy has to use Crest.
Yeah, man. You know, Crest is hard.
Yeah, no doubt.
But no, I can't. I don't. I can't. like the stuff you're saying, I do it. I just don't do it like it sounds.
Right, right. You rebrand it.
Yeah,
tougher.
I don't do it the way it
What's
sounds.
The hard way to nuzzle?
Exactly. Like
I went up to him, elbowed him in the side. And
yeah, throwing bows.
Yeah, that's man. I don't.
Threw my shoulder into his.
Fair enough.
Rubbed it a little bit.
Fair yeah. enough. Fair enough. Anyway,
I'm saying because the thing with it is, you think it's baseball. Do you really have to be in shape to play out in the field the way he has to play out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Especially when he's like, I bet he just sit there like in Marcel.
Look, just looking at Marcel.
And my glove.
Yeah. If it wasn't for you, I'd still have the best gig in sports.
If it wasn't for you.
All I have to do is hit, which is the fun part.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's the being in shape part of it, and it's just the reps, too. Yeah. You know? Like, just being out there, and when the ball comes off the bat, it happened to Kelnick the other night
right.
where it just tricked him, you know? Like, you see it over and over and over again, especially in a different outfield that he hasn't played in a number of years
right.
except for as a visitor. So, yeah, getting those reps out there. We were talking about this yesterday before the show, me and Bo were, just about kind of like the subtle differences between Matt Tuiasosopo as a third base coach and Washington, Ron Washington as a third base coach. Just the reps, like standing there at third base at that ballpark for thousands of games, maybe right. not quite thousands for Wash, but you know what I mean, in his career, thousands of games, but at that ballpark, hundreds of games, just being like, all right, that ball's doing this, that outfielder's playing it like
right.
this guy runs like this, I'm sending him. Because there's been a number of times this year where Tui doesn't send,
right.
where Wash probably would have.
Right.
Or then there's been a couple of times when Tui did, and even Wash wouldn't have.
Right.
It's like, what are we doing here? But just so many of those bang-bang plays, where it's like, is Wash really sending him? And the runner got his hand under the tag or just barely beat it or they bobbled it. Like, that's not an accident. Like, he's not lucky over and over again, Wash was. And he was just a really good third base coach because he had the billions of reps to do it. Anyway, all that to say, Jorge Soler is batting leadoff for the Braves the last couple of days. Brian Snicker is going to be checking in on him and seeing how he's doing in the outfield because he hasn't played any outfield this year. And even though he hasn't gotten a hit yet in his return
to
the Atlanta Braves, the effect is there. It's just the energy that he brings to the top of the lineup. The Braves are undefeated since they traded for him. Everything's going great. Schwellenbach's on the mound tonight.
Let's go, Schwelly!
He's been fantastic his last four times out.
Yes.
Really, really fun to see what he's turning into this year. Hopefully the Braves can take the second game of the series tonight. Let's hear from Kirby Smart as camp started yesterday for the Georgia Bulldogs and he met with the media for the first time.
I'm excited about the room. I mean, Rod is a guy that took a ton of reps last year for us in a position of just being here on the team, just getting here, and he's had a great offseason. Branson, we talked about in his back. Cash has been a veteran leader in that room. The young guys that are coming back in that room that we just signed that had great summers, whether that's Nate, Dwight, and Chauncey. I mean, I think we've got a room of good backs, as talented as we've had, but inexperienced.
Right.
And Trevor does a great job of leading that room and holding people to a standard.
I mean, it's going to be, and I thought about that again this morning, like the pass catchers is going to be the one thing that you got to look for. They're going to run the football. I mean, they're going to be able to turn around, hand those dudes the ball. Etienne is a special runner.
Mm-hmm.
And catch the ball also. But who's going to be the leader in this pass game? You know, you got a Heisman Trophy candidate as far as in Carson Beck and everything. But who's going to be that guy when you're talking about losing two of the most dominant pass catchers that you've had?
If I had to guess who would lead the team in receptions, it would be Dominic Lovett.
You think so?
I think he'll lead the team in receptions. But I also love what Dylan Bell did last year.
Dylan's going to get it done, but can he be the focal?
Right, he probably won't be the focal point, but he'll be more than he was last year.
Brock was the focal.
Absolutely. When Brock was healthy, he was the focal point. I mean, obviously Oscar Delp is the natural answer, given that he's the next man up at tight end.
Yeah.
But people are raving about Ben Yurecek,
the
transfer from Stanford.
Yeah, he's a good player, man. But I'm talking about, receiver-wise.
Lawson Lucky, too.
Lawson Lucky. I love Lawson, obviously, because I love his dad. But I think that he's gonna factor in these things, the receiver position. It's just all about, who's going to be that alpha dog in the room. And I think they still don't know who that is. And obviously, you'll try to find out here in camp and everything like that. But I thought that was my biggest thing was this morning when I was thinking about it.
They got some fun names in the wide receiver room. Nitro Tuggle.
Nitro.
What?
Nitro.
All right. They got a Michael Jackson.
Oh, hee-hee.
And Sakovi White. That's a fun name, too. So they got some good names over there. All right. Let's hear from – that's a highlight from last night's football game. There was an NFL football game on TV last night. Here's some of what it sounded like.
Rippon out of the pistol. On third down, takes the snap, looking out left, throws toward the back of the end zone, touchdown. Colin Johnson got separation from Chris Boyd and hauls it in, and the touchdown has given the Bears the lead for the first time tonight. It's 20-17.
What must be the Chicago Bears radio network.
What did you think of the kickoff?
It was weird.
It was weird.
It was weird. It's going to take me some time to get used to it just visually.
Right.
Like, everyone's way down there,
yeah,
and then nobody moves,
yeah,
once the ball's kicked.
Yeah. But they did the one thing that we talked about, though. I don't know if it's me or you or me and Abe that talked about the when they have to have the extra man to come out and hold the kicker.
Yeah.
And then
he has to scurry off the field.
So they showed that situation and everything in the
I think I could do that job.
Okay.
If it was just hold it and let him kick it and then run away.
Look at all the time you got, though. Because they still, once it's kicked, you pick it up and go. They still can't run or anything like that.
Now, I know that guy is also the punter. I'm not saying I could do that job.
Yeah.
But there's finally something in the NFL that I could do.
Yeah.
I could just hold it while the guy kicks it and then I run away.
The T retriever.
Get the T. That would be the tricky part.
The T retriever.
I might panic, you know. Panic and forget to pick up the tee and get out of there. But no, it was weird. It was just kind of weird to see it visually. There was only one touchback, which is the goal.
Yes.
That's what they want. They want. I didn't realize this. Last year, 73% of kickoffs resulted in touchbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So that means 73% of the time, nothing happened.
Yeah. They don't want that.
The NFL doesn't want any play where nothing happens. That's why they changed the PAT a couple of years ago, so it's a little bit more complicated. And that's why they're doing this. Part of it is to try to reduce injuries, but part of it is also to get rid of touchbacks, because that's been such a thing the last handful of years. So I don't know. I don't know if I like it yet.
Okay. I mean, I was just like, damn, it is weird.
It is weird.
It is weird, but it obviously they had to cancel the game because of the storms or whatever.
It was about time for that game to be over, though.
Because I looked up, it's halftime. It was damn near 11 o'clock. I was like, yeah.
Now they,
but no, the great thing
they called in the weather at the right time.
The great thing is always the guys that are going in tomorrow afternoon, always fun. I will find a TV and sit and watch it, you know, tomorrow and watch all these guys, because now you're getting to a point where I played against all these dudes now and watch all of them and got to know all of them. So it's always special when you think about that.
Who's all going in?
You got Peps going in.
Who?
Julius Peppers.
Okay, Julius Peppers.
Andre Johnson.
Okay.
Steve McMichael.
Oh.
Patrick Willis. Devin Hester. Dwight Freeney.
Falcon great. Two Falcon greats. Hester and Freeney.
Oh. And I can't think of the linebacker from the Orange Crush back in the day.
Okay, we'll get deeper into some of those names in an NFL No Huddle at 12 o'clock. But yeah, that's the purpose of the weekend. Of course, last night they played a little football. Colin Johnson had a good night.
He did.
Shout out to Brett Rippon.
No, Boise what about State? Cam Akers playing yesterday?
Dude,
man, coming
no
off
kidding.
Of back to back Achilles and everything, he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you look at it. I mean, he should be the third runner behind. You know, they got Mixon and what's the damn boy Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, why not Cam Akers sitting right there? But good for him coming back from like two blown Achilles. I mean, that's just one is hard enough to come back, but two, if for him to be back running the football the way he did, looked pretty good yesterday.
Atlanta United's got a match on Sunday.
Santos League Cup.
We'll talk to Mike Conti about that coming up in about 10 minutes as well. And look, the Olympics continue on today. Shakari Richardson is going to make her debut today. You said she already ran.
Yeah, she ran this morning.
How'd it go? Fast, probably?
Yeah.
Let me make a prediction. She ran super fast and beat everybody?
She was flying.
Simone Biles won the gold last night in the women's all-around. Not surprisingly, she beat the hell out of everybody. Katie Ledecky was a part of a relay team that got silver.
Yeah.
Those Australian ladies.
They could go.
It's like
go. Cheating. They could go.
They are so much faster than everybody else.
They could go.
But the U.S. did really well. They only lost by like 2.5 seconds.
I'll tell you what threw me off today, and it's basically because I always looked at it from a certain way. Like between the heats, the track heats this morning, they were doing the shot putters.
Oh, okay.
And like I was thinking the shot putters are like big, burly dudes. Not even tall, long, athletic dudes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I was like, hold on.
Huh.
Shot putters?
I always thought the shot putters were,
Yeah. Like just
manly. A squatty
like
bunch.
The hammer throw, they were more like that. But
okay.
The shot put guys, they were more.
The discus guys maybe a little?
Yeah. But yeah, the guys that were throwing the shot put this morning.
All right.
I was like, interesting. It's a more athletic type thing now.
Maybe it's a new day. Maybe it's like, you know how leagues evolve.
Yeah.
You know, like the center in basketball used to be a back-to-the-basket bruiser. Yeah. Now he's got to be a shooter.
Yes, now he got to shoot three-pointers.
Yeah, and dribble. and do all kinds of stuff that they didn't used to do before. Maybe shot putters are evolving as well. All right, Mike Conti is going to join us. Talk a little Atlanta United coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on all kinds of stuff. The Falcons are a week away from their first preseason game. Obviously, a cool event tonight. Public practice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. $5 to get in. Proceeds go to Emory Healthcare. So if you want to get down there and see the Falcons practice tonight, that's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll get Mike Conti in here next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll talk about not so much the Hall of Fame game, but the guys that are going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow, as well as what to expect tonight from the Falcons public practice. The Falcons are a week away from their first preseason game as well. Joint practices next week against Miami. All kinds of important stuff coming up next week for the Falcons. We'll be back at Flowery Branch on Monday as well. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Didn't get a chance to talk to Mike Conti on Tuesday because we were talking to Garth Lagerwey about a big move that Atlanta United made. So we'll get Mike Conti in here now to talk to him about that big move that Atlanta United made on Tuesday. Yeah, that was fun. That was cool to get Garth Lagerwey on to talk about.
We back.
Yeah, we're back, baby. It was a bold proclamation back, by the man, which we love. Always fun talking to him. But, yeah, exciting news earlier this week.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Alexi Marinchuk play, or Chuk, excuse me. I think it's going to be a couple weeks.
I think he's the 24th or something?
It would be the earliest. When they go out to play LA Galaxy. So fingers crossed that's the case. If not, you know, maybe it's Labor Day weekend up in Charlotte, but help is on the way for Atlanta United, and that's going to help because help is on the way. It's going to help.
That is going to help, yeah.
If you look at the standings, they're really not that far out of the playoff mix. In fact, they're really right there right now. So you bring in a player, Marinchuk's caliber, and that can make a big difference very, very quickly. I think we saw in the 2021 summer transfer window, when they went out and they brought in Luis Araujo at that time before, you know, he kind of fell off a little bit.
Yeah, it got rough at the end. But it was great at first.
He was great at first.
Yeah.
And he really kind of propelled them into the postseason. Atlanta United, I think, was one of the hottest teams in the league at the end of 2021. That got them into the postseason. Hopefully, Marinchuk's impact will be similar, that he'll be enough to kind of put them over the top and put them into the postseason. Then we'll see. It's going to be a very uphill climb once they're in the postseason, if they get there, but it gives you something to look forward to for the future.
Mike, Garth, when he was talking with us, was basically talking about this player that he got, and he's like, he's older, all these different things like that, and he says a new kind of way of running things.
Yeah.
Did that mean that, like, all the young players that we used to get and develop and all those different things and sell them off, is that out the window?
Or no, not necessarily. I think, you know, let's focus on the term prime age.
Okay.
And prime age for a soccer player is between maybe 22 or 3 and 28 or 9. Marinchuk is in the prime age right now. Atlanta United's business model will still hopefully be you take the players that you're growing in your academy, guys like a Caleb Wiley who just got sold to Chelsea. Noah Cobb might be the next one, perhaps. Those are the players that you're still going to hopefully be able to sell before they reach their prime age or right at the cusp of their prime age. I think the business model is changing ever so slightly where – it might not be priority one now, Randy, to go look in Argentina or Paraguay or Venezuela or Colombia for like the next hot 18 or 19-year-old, because I think what Garth wants to do is create something similar to what he had in Seattle, where you have three designated players in that prime age group, but all staggered by a couple years, where you're going to have the same three designated players long term. You know, you're not going to have to worry about Almada leaving or Giakoumakis leaving. Like, these are going to be, just as they had in Seattle with Ladero and Jordan Morris and Raul Ruiz Diaz, these are going to be your designated players for a long time. And when one of them ages out, you still have the other two who have not aged out yet. And then, you know, you replace the one who ages out with a new one. I think that's the general idea of where he wants to go. It's a
something that's worked very, very well in Seattle. I think it could work very, very well with any MLS club, provided you nail it with the designated player you sign.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough needle to thread, right? Because you want the guy to be so good and helpful that he wins when he's here and lives up to the DP money that you're getting, but also not like so incredibly good that they could get more money elsewhere. But also maybe it's great if they've been somewhere else in Europe before.
Well, let me give you an example. You're looking for Joseph Martinez.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're looking for more Joseph Martinez, as someone who's been in Europe, doesn't necessarily really want to go back to Europe, could be very happy playing in North America, but could come to Major League Soccer and just
dominate,
crush it. That's the kind of guy I think Garth is looking for, the Joseph Martinez types, not necessarily the, to use Atlanta examples, Ezequiel Barco, Thiago Almada pedigree, where when they came in here, I remember Barco's introductory press conference, one of the first questions he was asked, do you want to go to Europe? Well, yeah, of course he did. But he also said at the same time he wants to help Atlanta win while he's in Atlanta. So you're looking for – it's not necessarily the been there, done that people.
Right.
Because I don't necessarily think that's fair either. You're just looking for the people who know the reality of what they're getting into and would be fine with playing out, you know, 8 to 10 years of their career in the United States.
I mean – let me go back to what you were talking about as far as those young players and everything like that. But you're still going to look for them, right? Like if one falls in your lap or something like that.
Okay. But I think you're going to really hope to develop them.
Okay.
I think where you're looking for them is, let's go to Marietta.
In Kennesaw.
Let's go to Smyrna. Let's go to Tunnel Hill.
I might have one for him.
Right.
Yeah. I might have one for him.
Yeah,
in about
like if Jack Rainier Bunker ends up being a baller.
Yeah.
And
he's a madman.
He goes into the Atlanta United Academy, and they end up selling him to Chelsea for $10 million. Andy will be a very rich man.
How did they get in that
academy? He's a holding midfielder, just born to be one.
You think?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, is he, if he's left-footed.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
See, what you need to do, you need to be like, Todd Marinovic. You need to be like Todd Marinovic, this old man, and start doing like calisthenics and odd stretches while his muscles are still developing.
Now, I'd like to do is have my son just hate me when he turns 20. What I'm going for.
That part too. No. You don't want that.
Mike, how do you get into the academy and stuff like that?
You have to be really good. That's a good question. And I think, I don't know what the scouting infrastructure is to try to find kids who go into the academy. They have a lot of kids in that academy right now. Jason and I are very lucky. Every year they do a dinner to kind of start the academy academic year. And Jason and I have been the MC the last couple years. And it's really great meeting all of these young men. And it's literally dozens of them from age, I think, 12 all the way up through 18. And I tell them, I can't wait to, you know, maybe see you play and call your goals and stuff like that. And some of them have actually graduated to the first team. But I don't know how far Atlanta United's like homegrown territory extends. I don't know if it goes into Alabama or Tennessee. Mm. Like Nashville now obviously has some territorial rights.
Charlotte
has territorial rights. But if you look at, well, Philadelphia, for example. All right, today if you watch the Olympics, you saw three Philadelphia Union Academy players playing for the United States men's national team. And I think all three of them were from that tri-state area, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Delaware. So you're really looking regionally. And honestly, like Metro Atlanta, and Jason could speak to this better than I, Metro Atlanta, North Georgia, has really, really good high school soccer.
Yeah.
If you think about up in the Dalton area, up in the Gainesville area, the high school soccer programs up there, and even in South Georgia now, like Vidalia, for example, has really, really good, robust high school soccer. So I think it might kind of come from there. That might be part of the feeder, but you've got to find kids who are really willing to make a time commitment, who are going to prioritize soccer as opposed to PlayStation. And that's
hard.
Tough ass.
Yeah, it's fun to be a kid. It's really fun to be a kid.
I liked being a kid.
Yeah, because it's very hard. Much one of those things where you have your specialty now. Like that's what you're doing. You're playing soccer. You might like basketball. You're playing soccer. You're part of the academy. That's what it is. All right, they got a game this weekend. Santos Laguna Leagues Cup. What do we need to know about this one?
So Santos Laguna plays in Liga MX, the Mexican First Division. They have played 6 games this season. They have scored 0 open play goals in 6 games.
All right.
Okay. You know what that means. they're probably going to score four.
In about, you know, certainly one in the first 10 minutes.
Right. Probably in the first 30 seconds. No, I'm kidding. But here's what you need to know. Atlanta United needs to win the game to advance, either in regulation or in a shootout. If it remains tied after 90 minutes and they go to the shootout and Atlanta United loses, they're out. And that's really tough because Santos Laguna got killed by DC on Wednesday. All they have to do is get a shootout win to advance. Even though Atlanta would have two draws, Santos would only have one, but because of the head-to-head win in the shootout. So Atlanta United wants to stay out of that shootout. I think that goes without saying. They're going to want to do whatever they can to keep themselves out of the shootout, hopefully get a big lead early, as DC did against Santos up in Philadelphia on Wednesday, and power through. There is a chance next Thursday Atlanta United could be playing in Georgia at Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, and that could be a lot of fun. So some things need to happen. New York City needs to beat Cincinnati on Monday night,
okay,
and Atlanta needs to advance. But if those two things happen, we could have a game at Georgia Tech. And I think for the nostalgia factor,
yes,
that would be a lot of fun. A lot of people have very fond memories of the 2017 season at Georgia Tech. We could possibly have a match there on Thursday.
Mike, we were talking earlier, obviously football season is starting and everything, and last night's Hall of Fame game, what was your thoughts on the kickoff?
It's going to take some getting used to.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
It just looks weird.
And I'll confess, I'm sorry, I did not really get into, like, the XFL, USFL, whatever the heck that thing was.
Right. This is a safe place.
They were experimenting with that rule. I'm sorry, I just had better things to do. No disrespect.
You're not alone.
So this is going to take a little bit of getting used to. I think anything that helps to reduce injuries, but also keep the kickoff in the game.
Yep.
It's called football.
Right.
You know, kicking is a big part of this game, and I would hate to see a kickoff eliminated from the game just, you know, to protect players and maintain safety. So the fact that they've reached this kind of compromise, I actually tip my cap to the league. I think it is some inventive thinking. We'll get used to it.
I think we will.
You know, yeah. I think anytime there's a major rule change in the NFL, everyone is like, oh, this is awful.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll talk about not so much the Hall of Fame game, but the guys that are going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow, as well as what to expect tonight from the Falcons public practice. Falcons are a week away from their first preseason game as well. Joint practices next week against Miami. All kinds of important stuff coming up next week for the Falcons. We'll be back at Flowery Branch on Monday as well. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Didn't get a chance to talk to Mike Conti on Tuesday, because we were talking to Garth Lagerwey about a big move that Atlanta United made. So we'll get Mike Conti in here now to talk to him about that big move that Atlanta United made on Tuesday. Yeah, that was fun. That was cool to get Garth Lagerwey on to talk about.
We back.
Yeah, we're back, baby. It was a bold proclamation
back,
by the man, which we love. Always fun talking to him. But, yeah, exciting news earlier this week.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Alexei Moronchuk play, or Chuk, excuse me. I think it's going to be a couple weeks.
I think he's the 24th or something?
It would be the earliest, when they go out to play LA Galaxy. So fingers crossed that's the case. If not, you know, maybe it's Labor Day weekend up in Charlotte. But help is on the way for Atlanta United, and that's going to help, because help is on the way. It's going to help.
That is going to help, yeah.
If you look at the standings, they're really not that far out of the playoff mix. In fact, they're really right there right now. So you bring in a player, Moronchuk's caliber, and that can make a big difference very, very quickly. I think we saw in the 2021 summer transfer window when they went out and they brought in Luis Araujo at that time before, you know, he kind of fell off a little bit.
Yeah, it got rough at the end. But it was great at first.
He was great at first.
Yeah.
And he really kind of propelled them into the postseason. Atlanta United, I think, was one of the hottest teams in the league at the end of 2021. That got them into the postseason. Hopefully, Moronchuk's impact will be similar, that he'll be enough to kind of put them over the top and put them into the postseason. Then we'll see. It's going to be a very uphill climb once they're in the postseason, if they get there. But it gives you something to look forward to for the future.
Mike, Garth, when he was talking with us, was basically talking about this player that he got, and he's like, he's older, all these different things like that. And he said it's a new kind of way of running things.
Yeah.
Did that mean that, like, all the young players that we used to get and develop and all those different things and sell them off, is that out the window?
Or no, not necessarily. I think, you know, let's focus on the term prime age.
Okay.
Okay. And prime age for a soccer player is between maybe 22 or 3 and 28 or 9. Marinchuk is in the prime age right now. Atlanta United's business model will still hopefully be you take the players that you're growing in your academy, guys like Caleb Wiley, who just got sold to Chelsea. Noah Cobb might be the next one, perhaps. Those are the players that you're still going to hopefully be able to sell before they reach their prime age or right at the cusp of their prime age. I think the business model is changing ever so slightly where – it might not be priority one now, Randy, to go look in Argentina or Paraguay or Venezuela or Colombia for like the next hot 18 or 19-year-old, because I think what Garth wants to do is create something similar to what he had in Seattle, where you have three designated players in that prime age group, but all staggered by a couple years, where you're going to have the same three designated players long term. You know, you're not going to have to worry about Almada leaving or Giakoumakis leaving. Like, these are going to be, just as they had in Seattle with Lodeiro and Jordan Morris and Raul Ruiz Diaz, these are going to be your designated players for a long time. And when one of them ages out, you still have the other two who have not aged out yet. And then, you know, you replace the one who ages out with a new one. I think that's the general idea of where he wants to go. It's a something that's worked very, very well in Seattle. I think it could work very, very well with any MLS club, provided you nail it with the designated player you sign.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough needle to thread, right? Because you want the guy to be so good and helpful that he wins when he's here and lives up to the DP money that you're getting, but also not like so incredibly good that they could get more money elsewhere. But also maybe it's great if they've been somewhere else in Europe before.
Well, let me give you an example. You know, you're looking for Joseph Martinez.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
You're looking for more Joseph Martinez as someone who's been in Europe.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily really want to go back to Europe, could be very happy playing in North America, but could come to Major League Soccer and just
dominate,
crush it. That's the kind of guy I think Garth is looking for, the Joseph Martinez types, not necessarily the, to use Atlanta examples, Ezequiel Barco, Thiago Almada pedigree, where when they came in here, I remember Barco's introductory press conference, one of the first questions he was asked, do you want to go to Europe? Well, yeah, of course. Sure. But he also said at the same time he wants to help Atlanta win while he's in Atlanta. So you're looking for, it's not necessarily the been there, done that people.
Right.
Because I don't necessarily think that's fair either. You're just looking for the people who know the reality of what they're getting into and would be fine with playing out, you know, 8 to 10 years of their career in the United States.
I mean, let me go back to what you were talking about as far as those young players and everything like that. But you're still going to look for them, right? Like,
sure.
If one falls in your lap or something like that.
Okay. But I think you're going to really hope to develop them.
Okay.
I think where you're looking for them is, let's go to Marietta.
In Kennesaw.
Let's go to Smyrna. Let's go to Tunnel Hill.
I might have one for him.
Yeah, like if Jack Rainier Bunker ends up being a baller, and
he's a madman.
He goes into the Atlanta United Academy, and they end up selling him to Chelsea for $10 million. Andy will be a very rich man.
How did they get in that academy?
He's a holding midfielder, just born to be one.
You think?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, if he's left-footed.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
See, what you need to do, you need to be like, Todd Marinovich. You need to be like Todd Marinovich's old man and start doing like calisthenics and odd stretches while his muscles are still developing.
Now, I'd like to do is have my son just hate me when he turns 20. That's what I'm going for.
That part too. No. You don't want that.
Mike, how do you get into the academy and stuff like that?
You have to be really good. That's a good question. And I think, I don't know what the scouting infrastructure is to try to find kids who go into the academy. They have a lot of kids in that academy right now. Jason and I are very lucky. Every year they do a dinner to kind of start the academy academic year. And Jason and I have been the MC the last couple years. And it's really great meeting all of these young men. And it's literally dozens of them from age, I think, 12 all the way up through 18. And I tell them, I can't wait to, you know, maybe see you play and call your goals and stuff like that. And some of them have actually graduated to the first team. But I don't know how far Atlanta United's, like, homegrown territory extends. I don't know if it goes into Alabama or Tennessee. Like Nashville now obviously has some territorial rights.
Charlotte
has territorial rights. But if you look at, well, Philadelphia, for example, all right, today if you watch the Olympics, you saw three Philadelphia Union Academy players playing for the United States men's national team. And I think all three of them were from that tri-state area, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Delaware. So you're really looking regionally. And honestly, like Metro Atlanta, and Jason could speak to this better than I, Metro Atlanta, North Georgia has really, really good high school soccer.
Yeah.
If you think about up in the Dalton area, up in the Gainesville area, the high school soccer programs up there, and even in South Georgia now, like Vidalia, for example, has really, really good, robust high school soccer. So I think it might kind of come from there. That might be part of the feeder, but you've got to find kids who are really willing to make a time commitment, who are going to prioritize soccer as opposed to PlayStation. And that's hard. Tough ask.
Yeah, it's fun to be a kid. It's really, really fun to be a kid.
I liked being a kid.
Yeah, because it's very much one of those things where you have to, that your specialty now. Like, that's what you're doing. You're playing soccer. You might like basketball. You're playing soccer. You're part of the academy. That's what it is. All right, they got a game this weekend. Santos Laguna, Leagues Cup. What do we need to know about this one?
So Santos Laguna plays in Liga MX, the Mexican First Division. They have played six games this season. They have scored zero open play goals in six games.
All right.
Okay. You know what that means. They're probably going to score four.
In about, you know, certainly one in the first 10 minutes.
Right. Probably in the first 30 seconds. No, I'm kidding. But here's what you need to know. Atlanta United needs to win the game to advance, either in regulation or in a shootout. If it remains tied after 90 minutes and they go to the shootout and Atlanta United loses, they're out. And that's really tough because Santos Laguna got killed by DC on Wednesday. All they have to do is get a shootout win to advance. Even though Atlanta would have two draws, Santos would only have one, but because of the head-to-head win in the shootout. So Atlanta and I wants to stay out of that shootout. I think that goes without saying. They're going to want to do whatever they can to keep themselves out of the shootout, hopefully get a big lead early as DC did against Santos up in Philadelphia on Wednesday, and power through. There is a chance next Thursday Atlanta United could be playing in Georgia at Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, and that could be a lot of fun. So some things need to happen. New York City needs to beat Cincinnati on Monday night, and Atlanta needs to advance. But if those two things happen, we could have a game at Georgia Tech. And I think for the nostalgia factor, that would be a lot of fun. A lot of people have very fond memories of the 2017 season at Georgia Tech. We could possibly have a match there on Thursday.
Mike, we were talking earlier. Obviously, football season is starting and everything. And last night's Hall of Fame game, what was your thoughts on the kickoff?
It's going to take some getting used to.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
It just looks weird.
And I'll confess, I'm sorry, I did not really get into like the XFL, USFL, whatever the heck that thing was.
Right. This is a safe place.
They were experimenting with that rule. I'm sorry. Had better things to do. No disrespect to anyone.
Alone.
So this is going to take a little bit of getting used to. I think anything that helps to reduce injuries, but also keep the kickoff in the game. Yep. It's called football.
Right.
You know, kicking is a big part of this game, and I would hate to see a kickoff eliminated from the game just, you know, to protect players and maintain safety. So the fact that they've reached this kind of compromise, I actually tip my cap to the league. I think it is some inventive thinking. We'll get used to it.
I think we will.
You know, I think anytime there's a major rule change in the NFL, everyone is like, oh, this is awful. It's going to ruin the game.
Yeah.
Oh, God, 2-point conversions. No, that belongs in college football only. And then, you know, we get used to it.
Anytime any league changes anything, for the most part, except for the pitch clock. Everyone loves the pitch clock immediately in baseball. Like, hey, that's one thing.
Really quick, this is a momentous day, you know. August 2nd. You know why this is momentous? Because as of today, there are two Big Ten alumni sitting in this room.
That's right.
As opposed to one.
That's right.
my God.
SEC is officially outnumbered.
That's right. We got you.
I was like, take that.
I saw a bunch of Husky gear this morning on Twitter.
It's two of us. And Carl. Me, Carl.
In this room currently?
Oh, he's here in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all got me.
They redid the very popular.
Was Carl hiding somewhere? Where is he?
Yeah, I was like, where's Carl in the room? They redid that animated commercial, the Big Ten commercial,
where
all the logos pop up, and UW is the first logo that
pops up. I haven't seen that yet.
I'm going to show it to you right now.
I saw
it. So welcome to the Big Ten, Huskies.
Some shirts they posted on one of the Twitter accounts I followed had the Big Ten logo on it. I was like, that is weird,
weird
man.
That is weird looking.
That is weird looking.
Especially the first game when they have the jersey, and you see that on
the Big Ten patch.
Crazy.
So weird. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
We'll come back. We'll get to NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. We'll talk about some of the guys that are going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow afternoon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.